Good morning and welcome to Wake Up with Marcy and Hillary, a talk show with heart that delves into inspiring stories, insightful conversations, and meaningful connections.
Today we have a diverse lineup of guests who are going to touch your soul, ignite your spirit, and leave you feeling empowered.
And our first guest is Gina Martha, a grief and trauma specialist, licensed psychotherapist, and mental health educator. Gina will be sharing her expertise on navigating loss and exploring how grief manifests for individuals after experiencing loss.
Next, we welcome Scott, the founder of 4Q Coffee Company, a New York coffee brand with a unique New York attitude and a meaningful purpose. Scott, a business owner and firefighter, is going to share the inspiring story behind 4Q Coffee Company and its mission to spread positivity through the love of coffee. Plus, we have a dynamic duo of best friends, Rebecca Johnson and Ann Gregory, who are both comedians and actors and the creators of the podcast Non-Drinking Buddies. They're going to be sharing their personal journey of quitting drinking together. And lastly, we share amazing gifts and must-haves for you. Get ready for a show filled with heartwarming stories, powerful insights, and laughter as we explore themes of resilience, purpose, and personal growth. Now we meet Gina Martha, a grief and trauma specialist in New York City.
Hi, welcome Gina. To the show, Gina.
Hi, thank you both so much for having me. It's great to be here with you.
Thank you for sharing on such an important subject, especially since there's been so much loss.
So much loss.
Yeah.
So can you share some insights on navigating fresh loss and that initial stage of grief when we're experiencing a recent loss?
Absolutely. I call it the grief fall in my book because it is this moment where we get the phone call, we get the news, we have this moment where it's a before and an after, where nothing is ever the same. And it feels as if we're just in this free fall and we have no idea where we're going to land, how we're going to land, and what life will look like right after. That state of fresh grief is like being on another planet. And I think one of the biggest myths that we think about when we think about loss is that it's an emotional experience. But the truth is, right after fresh grief, it is a full body experience. And one of the things I tell people who come to see me is we have to make sure that we have the sense of endurance to get through it. So that means taking care of our bodies, drinking enough water, making sure that we rest, get sunlight, get fresh air, move our bodies. It's stuff we don't think about when we're in the throes of fresh grief because we're so much in survival mode and we're so just trying to survive and get things done. But we really first and foremost have to take care of our bodies because grief will be with us for the long run.
Yeah, it never goes away, right? We just learn to live with it. And so you're talking about it showing up in different ways. How does grief manifest for people after a loss? And what are some of the common ways that that grief is showing up in their lives?
Sure. You know, it could be that you have a cold that just stays a little bit longer than usual, or you find yourself getting sick a lot. You may find yourself not being able to sleep or sleeping too much. You may find yourself not interested in the things that you had before, or you're just incredibly anxious. It affects our hearts, you know, our blood pressure. You know, we have 12 systems in our bodies that all help our bodies to function. And stress is one of the biggest things that will impede that. And grief is one of the biggest life stressors there is. So it will affect all of those systems. And so, you know, kind of in layman terms, you know, it's sort of, let's look at how our stomachs and guts are working. You know, do we have more stomach aches? Do we have more headaches? Are we dizzier? Are we falling down a little bit more? Do we have aches and pains? It's stuff like this that we really have to pay attention to. Sometimes it's grief related. Other times it's a stressor that does require medical attention.
So what are some effective ways to actually support somebody when they're going through a time of grief? And you need to comfort them, but you know, what's the best way to start?
Sure. The people around us are undoubtedly the most important thing for us during grief. And, you know, people mean well, and yet we are such a grief illiterate society that sometimes people always start with platitudes. you know, at least they're, you know, not suffering anymore, or they're in a better place. You know, I have a whole Hall of Fame platitudes chapter. But the truth is that when we are in a state of grief, especially right after a significant loss, we are already in a place where we're confused and lost and, you know, and really unable to know and identify our lives around us. And so while we're in this recalibrating place, it's important that the people around us can show up authentically. You know, if you don't know what to say, it's okay to say, I don't know what to say, but I care and I'm here.
It's hard. It really is difficult to, you know, go to a wake or a funeral or call a friend or text a friend and know what to say. But just saying,
we're not,
I'm here.
We're not taught what to say.
Right, exactly. So, and that's
Absolutely.
What you're doing. And can you please tell us where we can find you, more information about you, because it's such an important subject.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you can find me on my website, which is GinaMoffa.com. I did just write a book, Moving On Doesn't Mean Letting Go. It's available anywhere books are sold, where we really dive into this entire topic. And I am also on Instagram at GinaMoffaLCSW. And it's a beautiful community of grievers and grief information out there. So if you're struggling, please do reach out.
Gina, this is such an important topic, and we do not teach how to deal with grief. And so thank you very much for being on this.
Thank you so much. Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Knowing just a few tips and knowing that there's help, and especially that you've written a book. So thank you again.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on Wake Up.
Thank you both so much.
After the break, we welcome Scott, the founder of 4Q Coffee Company, a New York coffee brand with a unique New York attitude and a meaningful purpose.
Plus, we have a dynamic duo of best friends and the creators of the podcast Non-Drinking Buddies.
And then we share some amazing gifts and must-haves for yourself. We will now sit down with Scott, the founder of the recently launched 4Q Coffee, a New York coffee brand brewing a serious attitude and delivering a vital message. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome. So good to have you here.
Thank you.
Excited to hear all about this.
I know. 4Q. So let's talk about this brand and what it stands for.
So let's start what it says, right? It is like it sounds, right? If you're an unapologetic New Yorker and you say 4Q like a New Yorker, it's 4Q, right?
Yeah.
And that's what the brand is, right? That's what the brand is built around. It's the unapologetic New Yorker. It's about camaraderie. It's about brotherhood. It's about we are tough as nails. We're strong and we're here to stay.
Well, so wait a second.
Yeah.
The explosive. How did you actually say, this is the name that I want to call it?
Well, you know what? You ever see like a red light and it turns green in New York? And before you can get your foot from the brake to the gas.
What happened today in New Jersey?
Yeah. You get the horn.
It's like, you know what? What do you want to do? You
exactly. It just turned.
So that's where it arrived from. And I was like, how can I use that language and make it shelf friendly, internet friendly, kid friendly?
Yeah.
You open the box, it might be a little different story.
Yeah.
But from what you see on the outside, it's exactly what it is.
So you're a firefighter.
I am.
Yeah. And so how did this come about? I mean, what inspired you to do this?
So I grew up around the food service industry. Both of my grandparents were in food production. One side of the family was in chocolate and confections. One side of the family was in coffee manufacturing many, many moons ago. And anyone in law enforcement, veterans, firefighters, first responders know that your life revolves around coffee. It's what keeps you going.
Yeah, what keeps you going and long hours,
Every conversation is over coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a long shift. It's like, hey, let's meet for a cup of coffee downstairs in the rec room.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to utilize something that everyone can relate to. And I'm pretty confident that almost everyone drinks some form of coffee, whether it's regular or decaf. People are coffee drinkers. Yeah.
So, Scott, let's talk about the coffee. Now I understand where it came from, your background of bringing all this together. But tell us more about the essence of it.
So my thing with anything that I go to do in life is about the quality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to put something out that wasn't just cute branding, because I say all the time, and we've learned this through our sales models, is that people come for the attitude, but they stay for the coffee.
Yeah.
It's fact at this mm-hmm. point. And what we've done actually is that most K-cups that you'll find on the shelves only have 10 grams of coffee. But the cups can actually hold more coffee than that. So we actually put 13 grams of coffee.
So you fill it up.
We do. You get your full caffeine blast. You get the full flavor. The coffee itself is actually a very well-balanced blend of excellent beans that we've sourced from all over the globe. And we found the right roast and right blends and right colors, they call it, when you're roasting, where it doesn't taste burnt and over-roasted.
Yeah.
Doesn't taste under-roast like a watery, just, I think it's flavored water at this
point.
Yeah,
there's that.
You really get a nice bold cup
of coffee. It's
bold.
I like it a lot. I've really enjoyed it.
The vanilla smells just, I mean, it takes over. It's so incredible. How many cups of coffee do you think, on average, you drink a day?
I drink too many.
Is that why we have more, and we now have the ability to have more cups out of it?
Yeah, well, listen, that's how things evolve, right? I start my day with 3 cups of coffee, just out of the gate.
Yeah.
Throughout the day, I probably have another 3 to 5.
Okay.
But by 5 o'clock, I try and stop with the coffee.
Yeah. So let's talk about coffee. I mean, you're talking about, you wanted to do something that was meaningful, right? And something that you felt like it was already a part of your life.
Right.
So, but how did you come up with the idea, move forward with it? And I mean, like, that's a real inspiration to so many people out there, because we all,
for sure.
Right, because we have these ideas. And I mean, you're a firefighter. You're giving back already. And now you're taking the time to actually go after this dream that you've come up with. Like, where did that come from? And how did you move forward?
It's a great question. And there have been so many times in my life where we've come up with great ideas and never execute them. And then someone else does. Or you see it on the show. So you see it on TV and you go, I spoke about that. I thought of that. Why didn't I just do it?
Mm-hmm.
Got to a point in my life now where, after being in the fire department since 1999 and being around a lot of guys and girls who are in law enforcement, veterans and first responders, and you just have this just do it mentality, right?
Yeah.
And that's how you're trained. You get to a call, you can't first think, all right, what are we going to do here? You have to act and act quickly.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at now with these kind of products and things that I've decided to do. I said, again, 12, 16-hour tours, overnights, rain, snow.
Yeah.
Coffee keeps you going.
Yeah.
And having the history in the family lineage, I said, what do I know better than that?
Right. And I love the mindset part of it too, right?
Well, I was going to say, not only are you an entrepreneur in the coffee business, you're also in the mindset business. And I think, do you feel that that's why so many people around, not just in New York, but around the world now, are starting to say, I need this coffee, for two reasons?
It's funny you say that. We were looking at our shipping schedule yesterday, and the demographics of where the orders are coming from, and then the follow-up that we do to find out about it, is that there are so many people in the same mindset that are just all over the place that need to be brought together. And coincidentally enough, ironically enough, this is bringing those people together. Yeah. I'm baffled by it. From Arizona, Colorado, West Virginia, Washington. I honestly thought that in the beginning was going to be really a tri-state focused model.
Yeah.
And actually,
it's expanding.
Exactly.
That's You're the wonderful. Connection coffee.
That's right.
I think that's
bridging people together. On our website, it actually says, a country divided, coffee united. We get it.
I like that. So. I like that. Well, you also are really making an impact through 4Q. Can you share with us about that?
Right. So we have a program called the Nominated Hero Program, where we encourage people to go to our website, 4qcoffee.com, go to the Nominated Hero section, and fill out the form about someone who's a hero in your life. Could be a first responder, it could be a veteran, could be a law enforcement officer, a firefighter, whatever it might be. Write an excerpt about them, and then we go ahead and we send that person a surprise box of coffee, merch, and we actually include the letter that the person submitted, so they can see that someone actually knows about them, respects them, loves them, and cares about them, and appreciates them more than anything.
So where can we find 4Q? I mean, anywhere, right?
Well, that's what's happening now, right?
Can you get it anywhere
now? So it
started
out on our website, of course, and then it expanded to some of the social media platforms, and now It's on Amazon, and it's on Walmart.com, and I'm soon to bring in some brick and mortars. But right now, it's all on all different online platforms.
Brick and mortars, too?
How, it's exciting.
That is fantastic. Well, I'm so happy for you.
I appreciate really it.
And I look forward times. To, we look forward to having you back on the show and talking more about 4Q.
I look forward to that also. There's a lot of things that we're launching and rolling out over the next several months that will be exciting to discuss.
Give us one quick, you know, little tidbit. What's one that's happening?
Well, one, obviously, we're a big pro law enforcement veteran, you know, mm-hmm. run and owned and operated company. And with you know, Memorial Day and July 4th and Veterans Day all coming down the pipeline, we have a lot of things rolling out in honor of those people.
Well, we look forward to talking about it more. So thank you again, and thank
Thanks,
you for
guys.
4Q.
Thank you. Thank you both for having me. I appreciate it.
When we come back, we will meet the dynamic duo of best friends, Rebecca Johnson and Anne Gregory, comedians and actors and the creators of the podcast Non-Drinking Buddies. Hillary and I will share some amazing gifts and must-haves. Joining us now are comedians, actors, and now podcasters, Rebecca Johnson and Anne Gregory from the Drinking Buddies podcast. Welcome to the show.
Hey, both
Hi.
Of you.
So great to have
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, we're so happy to be here.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This is so much fun for us to have you. It's like we have this party going on here. But I have to ask you, you both used to be yes. drinking buddies. But you just decided to quit drinking at the same time, same day. How did you actually come to this decision?
Well, I was getting these terrible migraines, like that would last like 72 hours, just awful, awful. And I was like, what's the point? So I quit. I didn't tell Rebecca yet, and she quit on the same day, but for different reasons.
Yeah, and so for me, I just kind of like love drinking too much and drank all the time.
Yeah.
And I wasn't remembering the night before, and I just was like, you know what? I think it's time to give it up. And so I decided to quit. And about a week after, I texted Anne, and, you know, we used to drink together. And I texted her, and I said, I have to tell you something. I quit drinking. And she's like, me too. It was like, what date? And it was the same date. And
That's
we were like,
crazy.
What?
Yeah. And you had never talked about it together before.
No,
really.
We never talked about quitting at all. Like it was a private kind of little journey. Mm. Mine was more health related.
Mine was more, you know, addiction related. But it was, we both came to it and we're so happy that we had each other for support.
Yeah.
And we really leaned on each other for support. And, you know, coming at it from these two different reasons, obviously we needed a different level of support. But we do comedy together as well outside of our podcast, Non-Drinking Buddies, but we also do comedy together. So we were able to, you know, do live shows, go on tour, do a bunch of
That's
different
important,
things.
And especially in the beginning. Yeah. So how long has it been? And can you share with us what life has been like? I mean, how has life changed for you?
Yeah. So it's been a little over a year. Mm-hmm. And honestly, life has just gotten way better. It's not the solve for everything, but it certainly makes life easier.
And I remember all of my life.
Yes, exactly. I do like remembering everything. I agree.
Sometimes there's things I might want to forget, but at least I'm not hungover at soccer practice.
Okay, so quick question. You guys are co-hosts of the Non-Drinking Buddies podcast. Can you share with us why did you feel it was so important to actually launch that platform? What's the underlying mission there?
Well, we relied on each other. So if somebody's out there and is sober curious, looking to cut down or looking to completely quit, we thought we could be a resource. We could be their friend, their non-drinking buddy.
And I think we also found that our lives were so much better. And I think a lot of times addiction podcasts and Quitlet and all that really talks about the struggle and the rock bottom or, you know, the hard time that it is to quit. Mm-hmm. And not that it's not hard and not that there's not struggles, but we've actually found that our life is so much better. And as comedians, you know, we were both worried, can we still be funny without having a drink beforehand? Mm-hmm. And turns out we can have the best shows of our lives. We can have insane laughs.
Yes.
We can, you know, still pee our pants with laughter, even without four drinks.
She has
Let's talk about some tips for people that are trying to quit drinking or cut back. I mean, what can you suggest for them? Like, how can we have fun without booze? It is possible, I promise.
I think daytime activities is a good way to start, because mm-hmm. there's usually booze is associated in people's brains with the day. So like, you know, go daytime dance party, go bowling, go out for lunch, like have a nice lunch or dinner, spend your money on that part.
Yeah. And I think doing a little planning and thinking about what is it that you enjoy outside of the alcohol? What is it that you enjoy about having a drink when you're out? And how can you replace that with a really delicious mocktail? Treat yourself mm-hmm. to a dessert. Still giving yourself those treats. And, you know, I usually around 6 o'clock have something. I will have a cup of tea, like really good tea, or I'll have a mocktail, or I'll have a non-alcoholic beer, or I will allow myself to maybe have the different things that before I'd be like, oh, I can't have dessert all the time because it's unhealthy. And it's like, well, actually the amount of drinking that I was doing was unhealthy.
That's true.
But you're still the same person who you were, you know, that fun person. If you were a person who was like the life of the party, just think about those times that during the day you make people laugh when you're not drinking, you're mm-hmm. still that person. It's inside. And so there might be that first hour of awkwardness at a social function, but remembering that you are still who you are. All those great fun things were inside mm-hmm. you, and they are inside you without
that
alcohol.
That is so true. I like that. So true. Yeah. So Ladies, how can people find more about what you're doing and the impact you're making?
Well, you can listen to our podcast. It's on all of the major platforms, Non-Drinking Buddies.
And you can find us on Instagram at Non-Drinking Buddies. And we'll always talk about who our next guest is. Mm-hmm. And we also do some like funny, sober motivation on there, or just some true life, you know, tomfoolery
and mocktail recipes each time. And then we also are at on YouTube at Non-Drinking Buddies,
and you can watch the episodes there.
Well, keep doing what you're doing. I love it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And thank you again. So thank you for coming on Wake Up.
Thank you. And thanks for coming on our podcast, Marcy.
Yes. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
We got some great products today.
So good.
Our first product today is Active Washing Machine Cleaner, a product made for people who care about the environment.
That's us.
That would be us. It works with all washers, and the descaler will freshen your laundry machine. The natural effervescent foaming tablets are septic safe and made with less packaging compared to liquid descaler and wipes that create unnecessary waste. The cleaner features instant cleaning power, so you don't have to brush and wipe your washing machines, which is awesome. When exposed to water, they break down into deep scrubbing powder cleaners that breaks down the grime and hard water buildup, which I think this is really bad.
I
know. I mean,
because, you know,
really,
they do. The bins get really kind of that
It does.
Bad smell.
That musty mm-hmm. smell. So you could order Active Washing Machine Cleaner at Amazon.com.
And next we have VN Rose Mile High Ultra Hydrating Mist. It's an all-day, everyday anti-aging hydrosol that gives skin more than just a refreshing wake-up call, but luxurious, radiant skin from the inside out.
I like that.
Infuse your skin with some big-time CBD love within their Caneros Complex. It adds an actual veil of collagen.
Mm. Can I have a spray?
Yeah. Mm. Boosting this collagen boosting euphoria to dry sensitive skin at a moment's notice. And I actually have used this on the plane.
Yeah.
Get plump, tightened, and refreshed from anti-aging blend that helps reverse free radical damage and all of that environmental stress. So to order vnrose.com, you can go there and you can get 15% off with the promo code SELFLOVE15.
If you are looking for fuller and thicker looking brows, which I know us ladies always are, Nuo Brow from Skin Research Laboratories is a must have for your beauty routine. Nuo Brow Brow Enhancing Serum is an award-winning brow serum developed to promote fuller and thicker looking brows in just 4 to 6 weeks. Nuo Brow Brow Enhancing Serum is formulated with dual weight protein complex to boost shine, flexibility, and restore the appearance of youthful-looking brows. You can order Nuo Brow from Skin Research Laboratories at skinresearchlabs.com, or you can go to Nordstrom's.
And then next is Better CBD Protein Bars. At Better CBD, they are driven by their vision to elevate everyday adventures by normalizing cannabis-infused products with the highest quality ingredients. They offer two tasty flavors, including chocolate raspberry and chocolate orange. Mm-hmm. And the protein bars have 20 milligrams of CBD per bar. Mm-hmm. They are plant-based protein, and they have pea and hemp. So order Better CBD protein bars at their website, bettercbd.com. That's BETRCBD.com, and get 10% off with the promo code M&H 10. Thanks everyone for tuning in. What a great show.
A lot of great guests and so much that we learned. So please go to wakeupwithmarcyandhillary.com. You can check out the guests, see the show over. Just remember to be kind to yourself and kind to others.
And don't forget, wake up to all of your possibilities.
See you next weekend.
Bye.